Hallelujah. Good morning, beloved. Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this wonderful reading we're doing this morning, Father God. And we can be encouraged by Abram's faith, Father God. And bless us with this understanding that we can also walk in the footsteps of Abram, walk in the footsteps of all the mighty prophets of the past, and walk in the footsteps of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. It's speaking about the hearing of faith here, and Paul is taking us on and speaking about Abram, the father of faith. And the readings are in Galatians chapter 3, from verse 6 to verse 9.
As Abram believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abram. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abram, saying, "In you shall all the nations be blessed." So then, those who are of faith are blessed along with Abram, the man of faith.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful, just like us, just like Paul, and everyone coming to faith. He came from a people of idol worship, and this is the same thing we are seeing in this world today. And he heard God, and he believed God, and he left everything, and he moved out. But then he also saved people that took caught up in the world at that time, and that's also example for us, as he helped and he took Lot, his nephew, with him. And then we see at times, and that there was a time came in that day when the evil people came against them, and they took Lot captive. And then Abram went against these kings and he defeated them. Again, a picture for us. There's kings of this world that has taken people captive, and the kings of this world, according to Psalm 2, we need to stand up against them. It says so beautiful in Zechariah, the sons of the kingdom will stand against, and actually says the Lord will arouse the sons of the kingdom to stand against the kings of darkness, and he'll make them like a warrior's sword. So that's again to stay in the boundaries of faith. And then the beautiful picture here of Abram getting a son after much faith and patience. Again, picture for us, faith and patience. Some things don't just come quickly. And then he gets the child of promise, Isaac, his son, laughter, made them very happy. And then there comes a time when God tells him to go and sacrifice his own son, and leads him to the mountains of Moriah, and then points out the Pacific mountain to go sacrifice his son. And he was willing to do it. His walk with God had brought so much obedience and fruits in his life. He knew that God could even just resurrect him again if he had to kill him. And so he went, bound his son, was just about to kill him, and then the Lord said, "Stop, behold this." And then he looked behind, and there was a ram. Again, a picture, not a lamb, a ram. A ram represents a king, and all this is prophetic. This is where the words are: Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. And that was a picture that was painted there. That's where Abram preached the gospel to us. The way, exactly where his son, where he was willing to offer up his son, God offered up his son. It was on the mountains of Moriah. So that was, God is very specific. So that was Golgotha, the exact place where Jesus died and where salvation has come for all mankind. And we trust him and we live by faith. So he's a beautiful example, Abram, of walking, hearing from God, and then being obedient. And so be blessed as children of Abram. You are people that have come out of darkness, got your heart circumcised to serve the living God, and now you're serving him. You're making sacrifices. You're not claiming and framing everything. You are walking with the Lord, doing what he wants you to do, saying what he wants you to say. Not moving ahead, not moving behind, staying with him. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for increasing our faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.